Someone vandalized the Black Resource and Information Center at Mount Allison last Thursday night, leaving behind messaging which the university has called hate speech. Here's Mount Allison Vice President of Student Life, Ann Comfort, addressing the incident in a message on Instagram on Friday.
Last night, our Black Resource and Information Center, which is meant to be a safe space for our Black community, was the target of hate speech and vandalism. I am disheartened and outraged to say that this is one of a series of events that have occurred on our campus.
The school has not shared further details about the nature of the incident on Thursday beyond calling it vandalism and hate speech. The incident took place Thursday night during or after an event to celebrate the last class of the semester called SAC Vegas, which takes place in the Student Center, where the Black Resource and Information Center is also located. In her message, Comfort went on to call for support for Mount Allison's Black community members.
There is no place at Mount Allison for discrimination, for hate, or any forms of harassment. We are better than this. Mount Allison is better than this. I ask our community to come together in support of our Black students, faculty, and staff, and please support one another during this difficult time.
In an email to students on Friday, University President Robert McKinnon said, "There will be zero tolerance for acts of hate speech, discrimination, or harassment at the school, and that anyone found to have violated the school's anti-racism policy would face disciplinary action." The school also says it has contacted the RCMP to help investigate the incident. The school offered a counseling session on Friday afternoon, though the email to students announcing both the session and the incident went out after the session time started. The school also increased security on campus over the weekend. And on Monday, Mount A community members were invited to bring snacks and write messages of support in an effort to fill the Black Resource and Information Center with love and positivity. The reaction from the administration left the Mount Allison Black Student Union disappointed. The group issued a statement on Instagram saying that the school did not provide enough details about what actually occurred. Here's BSU President Beyonce Gibbons.
We are kind of wanting to know what exactly happened in this space because the university has just said that it's vandalism, which, as we know, can be interpreted in many ways. That could be a poster being torn off the wall or the furniture being damaged. But that does not begin to describe what I have actually found out it to be. I have heard that it's been racial slurs that have been written in the room, which is an entirely different thing that involves hate speech. And vandalism and hate speech does not begin to describe the emotions and negative connotations around what has actually occurred in the space.
Gibbons says the BSU was also concerned about the move to increase security on campus.
As we know, increased security is something that negatively impacts Black communities, but also racialized communities in general, as it leads to over-policing of racialized bodies. So I disagree that that is the response that should have been taken.
Gibbons said while she welcomes an investigation into who might have perpetrated the vandalism, she is particularly concerned with an increase in campus security because she's heard complaints from Black students about their treatment by security officers.
I just think that increased security on campus is actually ineffective because what happens is then there's security guards that are going into residences and placing blame on the people who are actually victims in this situation. So that's when it becomes problematic. And especially with some of the past instances of racism from security on campus, it's very problematic that they're the ones who are going to be policing racialized bodies.
The school has refused to confirm or deny the existence of one or more formal complaints against campus security. In an email, Communications Officer Renee Beliveau wrote, "We are unable to comment on individual cases due to privacy and confidentiality concerns." She also cited two policies, one focused on anti-racism and one focused on harassment, where complaints could be filed. Gibbons and other Black students, staff, and faculty have called a meeting with the university administration today to discuss their response to the vandalism.
The main thing is just that they hold themselves accountable for the way they've addressed the situation and hopefully learn that increasing security and not being fully transparent is not helpful and people need to know the risk that they are faced with when going to campus.
The Black Resource and Information Center is a new space on campus, having just opened this fall. The center is located in the Wallace McCain Student Center and offers a dedicated safe space for Black students to gather or study.